Welcome back, Car Doctor Nation. Ron Anini and the Car Doctor here. You know, we're talking tires all the time. Your questions are so on target and on tack as far as what you're looking for in a tire. And you've got some very specific questions, and you're looking for exact information. Well, we've reached out to one of the leaders in the tire industry, General Tire, and we're here today with John Robinson. John is a communication specialist from General Tire, and we're glad to have him aboard. He can answer all those questions you've been asking us. And we've stockpiled some of them, and we've got a few of our own. So we welcome into the garage today John Robinson. John, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, one of the things the listeners are always looking for is the summer-only and or the winter-only tire. Is there such a thing as summer-specific or winter-specific-only tires?
Absolutely. Currently, we have, under the General Tire brand, we have an all-season ultra-high performance tire, but we have yet to introduce a summer only. But stay tuned, because we will have something coming out in the not-too-distant future that will fall exactly under that definition. And then from a winter standpoint, we do have our Ultimax Arctic and the Arctic LT and such on the grabber side for trucks, and they are absolutely designed only for winter conditions. The compounds and the tread designs work specifically for 45 and under degrees. The compounds change literally when the temperatures cool off in such seasons as winter, and then the tread compounds and the overall design of the tire and the siping are specifically designed to create and provide performance on ice and snow. Because as we all know, when you have tires that are not designed for that type of weather and that type of driving conditions, they don't always react the way that we expect them to, or the way that we're used to them reacting under, whether it be dry conditions or just typical rain. So the short answer to that question is yes, there are specific summer and winter tires, and it does make a difference. Now, however, we only recommend both of those tires if you're living in regions of the country that require that, because you don't want to drive a winter tire that is going to be used in conditions that are 50, 60, 70 degree weather on a regular basis, because they will wear quickly and they will not perform the way they're specifically designed to. Same thing with summer tires. Summer tires are really designed for dry conditions. Most of the time they have some sort of wet performance capabilities to them as well. But like I said earlier, once the temperature changes and then you get snow and ice on the ground, that's a whole different ballgame.
John, if you're a Toyota Camry driver and or a Corvette driver, probably the two extremes I could think of today, are both of those drivers going to be looking for a summer and or a winter tire? Do they both fit that category?
Well, obviously, the easiest part of that answer is the Corvette. More than likely, you're only going to drive that in ideal conditions where you can really have fun with it. So a summer tire for the Corvette is really going to be ideal. You can also go the all-season route as well. With the Camry, you can go, depending on sizing, you can go with a summer tire. But more than likely, that's your daily driver, and you're going to drive that under all types of conditions. So if you have a summer tire or decide you want a summer tire on the Camry, as long as you have an alternative if you're going to be driving in winter conditions, some people, depending on where they live, let's say up in the Northeast or out in the western states, Midwest, where they get a lot of snow, they will have a set of steel wheels with snow tires where they'll, let's say October, November, they'll go ahead and pop those on, and they're good to go. And then as things warm up in the spring, they'll switch back over to their summer tires. But usually I would say the best answer for a Camry would be an all-season tire, and then the best tire for a Corvette would be your summer tire.
So some car types work better with specific seasonal tires, summer tires, winter tires, and that's one of the decisions the consumer has to make when they're deciding what tires to put on the vehicle.
Absolutely. The consumer and the driver has to ask themselves, you know, how do I drive? How do I want this car to react? And what type of performance am I looking for this car to provide me? And, every driver is different. And people buy cars for specific purposes. And the tires can't be overlooked for that. And the tires that come on the cars are designed to provide a specific performance. So everything's got to match up for everything to work out ideally for the consumer to get exactly what they want out of it. So they've got to be honest with themselves, and then we usually have a tire that's going to match that answer.
So suffice it to say then, you know, other than just snow and ice, is there a specific time of year for winter tires? You know, what I'm thinking about is there are people out here that may live in a part of the country where they don't get snow and ice, but do they have a need for winter tires? Is that something they still need to consider?
Well, in those areas where it's not as, or they're not getting as much snow and ice, the all-season tire is going to provide them the performance that they need on those rare occasions where they get those conditions. Now, if you're in an area, let's say in New England, where you've got several months' worth of cold temperatures and snow and ice actually on the ground, then that's where a winter tire and snow tire is really going to make the most sense. But usually it's that 40 degree mark where the temperatures are consistently below that. And there may not be any snow or ice on the ground, but it's those temperatures that we're looking at that is really the indicator for us to recommend the winter tires.
And that's obviously, right.
Yeah, and obviously at some point you're going to have snow and ice on the ground to coincide with that. But it's those compound. Let's say if you have a summer tire in 40-degree weather, that compound is really, or that tire is really going to harden up, and it's not going to allow the performance that it's designed for. Plus, it's not going to allow the performance of the vehicle that the driver is expecting. And that's why we're saying, you know, you really want to consider the winter tire if you're in those cold conditions, because it's going to provide that performance and it's going to adjust to those conditions to give you the performance that you need and expect.
Because that winter tire has a specific rubber compound for those colder temperatures. That's really interesting. Years ago, because I know I've got some diehards out there today that, you know, it's, Ron, I don't need any of these winter summer tire things. They had studded snows and chains. Can a good winter tire be as effective as the old school studded snows and chains, which are probably illegal in parts of the country today, I think, under certain conditions? You know, it's have we lost anything, or is the winter tire bringing that much and more to the table?
Right. You're right with the chains. You've got to look at the local laws to figure out where you can and can't use them. But you would be extremely surprised of the performance of some of these winter tires. And some of our tires are actually allowed to be studded. So you still have the holes where you can put the studs in, and you get the additional performance of that, particularly if there's a lot of ice on the ground. And again, you've got to check the local laws for that. But the performance of some of the winter tires that are on the market are just absolutely amazing. And if you've not been on them, you know, we demonstrate these tires. We were just in Canada a couple weeks ago where we introduced a new Arctic 12 Ultimax tire that will be ready for next winter season. And we were driving those actually on a couple different tracks. One, we used studded Arctic 12s on a rally car to get around a course, road course, that had snow and ice on it. And the grip was unbelievable, especially with all that horsepower. And then we did some braking exercises that were basically on an outdoor ice rink. And, you know, the grip levels are pretty impressive. And then what we were demonstrating there was the stopping power. You know, because not only do you need to remember that you want the acceleration and you want to be able to move forward when you get on the gas pedal when you're in winter conditions, but you also have to be able to stop, too.
Yeah, so stop is as important as go, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes that's even more important.
Oh, yeah. So no doubt about it. Well, listen, we're going to come to that stop point for us, speaking of stopping, John. Unfortunately, we're just about out of time. Is there a place the listeners can get more information?
There is. GeneralTire.com is our website. We have all kinds of information, all the tire information there, as well as social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram under General Tire, and we'd love to have your viewers and listeners to check us out there. We provide a lot of information about a lot of different things, product-related, as well as a lot of sponsorship activities that we're heavily involved in.
Yeah, we appreciate that, too, and we thank you for taking the time today, John. Great information, great stuff. John Robinson, Communications Specialist, General Tire. I'm Ron Ananey in the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.